It's one thing to listen to a sermon, it's something else to chew on it, to meditate on it. And this whole series is not the kind of series you run out and do something immediately, because you see, this whole series isn't something you do, it's something God will do in your life for His good and for yours. The first thing that I want you to notice that happens when a person is broken is this. You get a new view of God's purpose for your life. You get a new view of God's purpose for your life. Now, what is the view that most people have of their life? And I want you to be open when I say this, because otherwise you're going to be prone to be very defensive and say, well, oh, I wouldn't think that at all. But here is the most prominent view and the popular view that people have and don't even realize they have it. And that is that God really exists for us. God exists for us. We pray, we want Him to answer our prayers. We want Him to heal our body. We want Him to prosper our finances. We want Him to bless our relationships. We want Him to help us on our job. We want Him to give us a promotion. We want Him to help us, and on and on and on we go, so that God, for all practical purposes, is a divine errand boy responding to the commands and requests and pleas and cries of us. But the truth is that for many people, God isn't God, we play God. And for all practical purposes, though theologically we say that God is sovereign. And in our minds, we know that we're His children, He's our God. But the truth is, we treat Him for all practical purposes as if He existed in our behalf. God, I want you to bless me here, and I want you to do this. And we send Him up multitudes of requests all the time, and the truth is, we are the ones who are at the center of our life. And for most people and every lost person, and far, far too many Christians, the truth is the world revolves around me, my needs, my desires, my requests, what pleases me, what makes me happy, what makes me peaceful, what satisfies me, what gratifies me, what makes me feel good. The truth is that's the way the world lives. And that's the way many Christians live. So when it comes to practical theology and practical interpretation for God, our attitude is God is existing up there somewhere in our behalf. And when I need Him, I want Him to be Johnny on the spot to meet my needs right now. You think of most of the theology you listen to. It is a self-centered, self-seeking kind of Christian life. God, I want you to heal me. God, prosper me. God, bless me. God, protect me. God, do this. Me, 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 me. And God is simply the vehicle by which it happens. The truth is that God is at the center of the universe. And the truth is that all of us are moving around God. He is the one. He is the sovereign. Christ Jesus is the Lord. He's not our errand boy. He's not somebody up there waiting for you to punch in the next request so that He can jump to it and send His angels to meet five more prayer requests that you have so that you'll keep your faith and still believe in Him as God. God is in need of nothing. We treat Him like an errand boy. And He's to do what we say. Oh, we come on in very sanctimonious. Oh, God, our gracious Heavenly Father, great Creator of the ends of the earth, great Giver of all gifts. And then we start giving Him commands. Do this, do this, do this, and do the other. For all practical purposes, God exists for us. We're at the center of the universe, and what really matters is how does life and the situations and circumstances and environment affect me, not how do they affect the will and purpose and plan of God. You know what you call that in the Bible? It's real simple. It's called idolatry. Now, if I should say to you this morning that you have another God in your life, you may say, well, who are you to say that I have a God in my life? So I'm not calling you by name. I'm just saying in general. Many of you are living in idolatry. No, nobody can show you a wooden, silver, a gold, or emerald God. And somebody says, well, what do you call the name of the God in my life? It's real simple. Your name. Because you see, you've become your own God. All of life revolves around you. What really matters in life is how I feel, how I am affected. Listen, when you are broken, my friend, what really matters is what does God think? What pleases the Lord God? My focus changes. And what happens is this. All of a sudden, it's not, how do I feel? What do I think? How can I please God?